The Mount. سورة الطور. Themes of the Surah. The Surah focuses on removing the doubts of those who deny through presenting evidence and proof, compelling them to obey and submit.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والطور.
Explanation. Verse number 1. Allah swore by the mountain on which He spoke to Musa, peace be upon him.
وكتاب مسطور.
Verse number 2. And He swore by the Quran, which is a written book.
في رق منشور.
Verse number 3. On a spread open paper.
والبيت المعمور.
Verse number 4. And He swore by the house in the heavens, which the angels in the heavens inhabit, by worshipping Allah.
والسقف المرفوع.
Verse number 5. And He swore by the sky.
والبحر المسجور.
Verse number 6. And He swore by the sea filled with water.
إن عذاب ربك لواقع.
Verse number 7. O Messenger, the punishment of your Lord will definitely occur on the disbelievers.
ما له من دافع.
Verse number 8. There is nobody to repel it from them and save them from it befalling them.
يوم تمور السماء مورا.
Verse number 9. The day in which the heavens or sky will move violently in full accordance with the arrival of the hour.
وتسير الجبال سيرا.
Verse number 10. And the mountains will travel from their places.
فويل يومئذ للمكذبين.
Verse number 11. So destruction and loss on that day will be for those who deny the punishment Allah promised the disbelievers.
الذين هم في خوض يلعبون.
Verse number 12. Those who are in their discourse in falsehood, playing, they do not care about resurrection or being raised.
يوم يدعون إلى نار جهنم دعا.
Verse number 13. The day they will be pushed with force and harshness towards the fire of hell.
هذه النار التي كنتم بها تكذبون.
Verse number 14. And it will be said to them in rebuke, this is the fire you used to deny when your messengers used to warn you of it. Beneficial points. The conditions of the universe will soon change on the day of judgment.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفسحر هذا أم أنتم لا تبصرون.
Verse number 15. Is this punishment which you see magic, or are you not seeing it?
إصلوها فاصبروا أو لا تصبروا سواء عليكم إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون.
Verse number 16. Taste the heat of this fire and suffer it. Be patient over suffering its heat or not. Your patience or impatience is all the same. You will not be rewarded today, except with the disbelief and sins you used to commit in the world. After Allah mentioned the reward of the deniers, He mentioned the reward of those who accepted and were mindful.
إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَعِيمٍ
Verse number 17. Those who are mindful of their Lord, by carrying out His commands, and refraining from His prohibitions, will be in gardens and great pleasure, which will never end.
فاكهين بما آتاهم ربهم ووقاهم ربهم عذاب الجحيم
Verse number 18 They will be enjoying the pleasures of food, drink, and marriage that Allah will have given them, and their Lord, may He be glorified, protected them from the punishment of hell. Hence, they were successful through achieving their desired pleasures and by being protected from difficulties.
كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ
Verse number 19 It will be said to them, Eat and drink of what your souls desire, in satisfaction without fearing harm or pain, from what you eat and drink, as a reward of your excellent actions in the world.
متكئين على سرر مصفوفة وزوجناهم بحور عين
Verse number 20 Reclining on adorned thrones, which have been lined up, and I will marry them to fair women with beautiful wide eyes.
والذين آمنوا واتبعتهم ذريتهم بإيمان ألحقنا بهم ذريتهم وما ألتناهم من عملهم
Verse number 21 And those who brought faith, and whose children followed them in faith, I will join their children with them, so that they are pleased with them, even though they did not reach their actions. And I will not decrease anything from the reward of their actions. Every person will be held for the bad actions he earned. Nobody else will bear any of his actions.
وَأَمْدَدْنَاهُمْ بِفَاكِهَةٍ وَلَحْمٍ مِّمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ
Verse number 22 And I will provide these people of paradise with the different fruits, and I will provide them with all the meat they desire.
يَتَنَازَعُونَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا لَا لَغْوٌ فِيهَا وَلَا تَأْثِيمٌ
Verse number 23 They will give to one another cups of wine, bearing no resemblance to the wine of this world, free from intoxication and that which arises from it, such as false speech.
ويطوف عليهم غلمان لهم كأنهم لؤلؤ مكنون
Verse number 24 And the servants will circle amongst them, as though they are protected pearls.
وأقبل بعضهم على بعض يتساءلون
Verse number 25 The people of paradise will turn to one another, asking each other about their condition in the world.
قالوا إنا كنا قبل في أهلنا مشفقين.
Verse number 26. They will respond to them, "We were, in the world amongst our families, fearful of Allah's punishment."
فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ.
Verse number 27. So Allah favored us by guiding us to Islam, and He protected us from the punishment, which is extremely hot.
إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنْ قبل ندعوه إنه هو البر الرحيم.
Verse number 28. We used to worship him in our worldly life, and we used to pray to him to protect us from the fire of hell. He is beneficent to his servants and merciful to them. Part of his beneficence and mercy upon us is that he guided us to faith, entered us into paradise, and distanced us from the fire.
فَذَكِّرْ فَمَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِكَاهِنٍ وَلَا مَجْنُونٍ.
Verse number 29. So remind through the Quran, O Messenger, for you are not, by the faith and intelligence Allah has favored you with, a soothsayer with visions of jinn, nor are you insane.
أَمْ يَقُولُونَ شَاعِرٌ نَتَرَبَّصُ بِهِ رَيْبَ الْمَنُونَ.
Verse number 30. Do these idolaters say, Muhammad is not a messenger, but he is a poet, whom we await death to seize, so we can be relieved of him?
قُلْ تَرَبَّصُوا فَإِنِّي مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُتَرَبِّصِينَ.
Verse number 31. O Messenger, say to them, await my death, and I will await the punishment which will befall you due to denying me. Beneficial points. 1. Gathering parents and children in paradise on one level, even though the actions of some of them were deficient, to honor them all, so that the happiness is complete. 2. Nothing disliked occurs due to drinking the wine of the afterlife. 3. Whoever fears his Lord in his worldly life, he will protect him in the hereafter.
أَمْ تَأْمُرُهُمْ أَحْلَامُهُمْ بِهَذَا أَمْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ طَاغُونَ.
Verse number 32. Or do their minds tell them to say, he is a soothsayer and insane? So they combine what they cannot gather in one person, but rather, they are a people who trespass the bounds. Hence, they do not return to any sacred law or intellect.
أَمْ يَقُولُونَ تَقَوَّلَهُ بَلْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
Verse number 33. Or do they say, Muhammad fabricated this Qur'an, and nothing has been revealed to him. He has not fabricated it, but rather, they are too arrogant to have faith in it. So they say, he has fabricated it.
فَلْيَأْتُوا بِحَدِيثٍ مِثْلِهِ إِن كَانُوا صَادِقِينَ.
Verse number 34. So let them produce a narrative like it, even if it has been fabricated, if they are true in their claim that he has fabricated it.
أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ.
Verse number 35. Or have they been created without a creator to create them? Or are they their own creators? The existence of a creation without a creator, or a creation which creates itself, is impossible. So why do they not worship their own creator?
أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَلْ لَا يُوقِنُونَ
Verse number 36. Or did they create the heavens and the earth? But they did not have the conviction that Allah is their creator. If they had been convinced of that, they would have declared His oneness and brought faith in His messenger.
أَمْ عِنْدَهُمْ خَزَائِنُ رَبِّكَ أَمْ هُمُ الْمُصَيْطِرُونَ
Verse number 37. Or do they have the treasures of your Lord's provision to give to whom they wish, and prophethood to give to, or stop from whom they want? Or are they the controllers and disposers according to their wish?
أَمْ لَهُمْ سُلَّمٌ يَسْتَمِعُونَ فِيهِ فَلْيَأْتِ مُسْتَمِعُهُمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ
Verse number 38. Or do they have a ladder with which to climb to the sky, in which they listen to Allah's revelation, which He sends to tell them, they are on the truth? So let the one who listens amongst them to that revelation bring a clear proof to affirm you in your claim that you are on truth.
أَمْ لَهُ الْبَنَاتُ وَلَكُمُ الْبَنُونَ
Verse number 39. Or does he, may he be glorified, have daughters which you dislike, whilst you have sons which you love?
أَمْ تَسْأَلُهُمْ أَجْرًا فَهُمْ مِنْ مَغْرَمٍ مُثْقَلُونَ
Verse number 40. Or do you, O Messenger, seek a wage from them, for what you convey to them from their Lord, due to which they are burdened with something they cannot bear?
أَمْ عِنْدَهُمُ الْغَيْبُ فَهُمْ يَكْتُبُونَ
Verse number 41. Or do they have knowledge of the ghaib, so that they write for people what they learn from the ghaib, and inform them of what they want therefrom?
أَمْ يُرِيدُونَ كَيْدًا فَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا هُمُ الْمَكِيدُونَ
Verse number 42. Or do these deniers intend to plot against you and your religion? Trust in Allah, as those who disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger are the ones who will be plotted against, not you.
أَمْ لَهُمْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ
Verse number 43. Or do they have a true God besides Allah? Pure and exalted is Allah from the partner they attribute to Him. None of what was mentioned has happened or is even thinkable.
وَإِنْ يَرَوْا كِسْفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ سَاقِطًا يَقُولُوا سَحَابٌ مَرْكُومٌ
Verse number 44. And if they see a piece of the sky falling, they will say, "This is a cloud, which is piled up on each other as usual." So they do not take heed or believe.
فَذَرْهُمْ حَتَّى يُلَاقُوا يَوْمَهُمُ الَّذِي فِيهِ يُصْعَقُونَ
Verse number 45. So leave them, O Messenger, in their stubbornness and denial until they meet their day in which they will be punished, which is the day of judgment.
يوم لا يغني عنهم كيدهم شيئا ولا هم ينصرون
Verse number 46. The day when their plot will neither help them, a little or a lot, nor will they be helped by being saved from the punishment.
وَإِنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا عَذَابًا دُونَ ذَلِكَ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ
Verse number 47. And for those who wronged themselves through idolatry and sins is a punishment before the punishment of the afterlife. In this life, through being killed and imprisoned, and in the transitory stage, through punishment of the grave. However, most of them do not know that, which is why they remain on their disbelief. After Allah explained the falsehood of what the idolaters practiced, He ordered His Messenger not to care about them and to be patient upon their denial. So He said,
وَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ فَإِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ حِينَ تَقُومُ
Verse number 48. Be patient, O Messenger, on the decree of your Lord and His divine law, as you are in my sight and protection. And glorify and praise your Lord when you stand from your sleep.
وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحْهُ وَإِدْبَارَ النُّجُومِ
Verse number 49. And at night, glorify your Lord and pray to Him, and pray the Fajr prayer after the stars have set due to daylight. Beneficial points. 1. Tyranny is a cause of misguidance. 2. The miraculous nature of the Qur'an is clear from multiple facets. 3. Punishment, the transitory stage, is real.